There are two classes of markers that we use on the Y chromosome that have wonderfully complementary properties. We have SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms, that represent a change at a single base position. The mutation rate is very low, something on the order of 1 in 10 to the 9th base per year. You can change that to 1 to 2 per 10 to the 8th per generation or something. But in general, they happen at a very slow rate. If you find a SNP, it's unlikely that that same site is mutated twice. They tell us about deep history, going back 100,000 years, going back 20,000 years. There are another class of markers called microsatellites, or short tandem repeats, sometimes abbreviated STRs. We call them YSTRs when they're on the Y chromosome. There are a number of those kinds of markers. They have a high mutation rate, about 4 or 5 orders of magnitude faster mutation rate. So if we study those kinds of markers in combination with SNPs, the slowly mutating markers, we can ask questions about different scales, different time scales in history. So we can ask questions about early origins of populations using SNPs. We can ask questions about recent migratory processes using STRs.